Hello, everyone, and welcome to our bonus call for the CMDS program, Clinical Mastery of the Digestive System. We have this cool presentation and interactive demonstration with Maria Horseman. She is going to talk about how to get your gut moving by moving your fanny. So it's basically the importance of exercise and movement on gut motility and gut health. And as gut practitioners, you all know the importance of keeping the gut moving and the problem we have when our clients don't keep their guts moving. So this is going to be a really fun way to incorporate some things, and she's going to give you some practical strategies, some background information, and also some demos of things that you can do and that you can teach your clients. So let me tell you a little bit about Maria. Maria is she comes from the corporate world and moved out of the corporate world probably what, like 8 years ago? Long time.
Huh?
How long ago did you get out of the corporate?
Oh, no, I left almost 4 years ago.
Almost 4 years ago, and became a personal trainer. She's amazing, awesome. She's my personal trainer, and we do online fitness stuff, and she whips my butt and keeps me healthy and in shape. And she then has studied health coaching. She's in our nutritional endocrinology practitioner training. And she's an awesome coach. She's an awesome fitness trainer. And she's done some bonuses for our Sweet Spot program, the people in there. And they did these group fitness programs online with her. And she has a really good knack for helping people to customize things to their own level. So she's a good resource for you guys as you're working with clients and you're trying to get them hooked up and into fitness programs, especially when you're working on their gut and they don't see that the fitness has anything to do with it, but we all know it does. So, she's a great resource to reach out to. She does these online programs. You're welcome to do some affiliate stuff with her where you can send her people. Cause if you're not a fitness person and you want somebody to move their fanny in there and not getting up to go out to the gym, you can get her to help and work with them. So without further ado, Maria.
Oh, hello. Thanks. I'm glad to be here, and I look forward to the next hour or so for us to share, for me to share some information with you guys so you can actually help your clients and yourself, you know, with gut motility. And we all in this program learn a lot about health and wellness, and we are very familiar with how the gut impacts our health. And sometimes we forget that how exercise can help us. So from out of the bat, I would like to say that instead of maybe using the word exercise, let's call it movement. And yes, I do call moving your fanny, you know, and actually, that's not my saying. I learned that from a radio talk show. I love this. No, it's not mine. It's not my original, but I took it. It's not copyrighted. But anyway, it's movement, because some of the movements that we're going to learn here today, you're going to see that it's nothing high intensity, but it's really intentional movement. And just like when we are working with our clients or with ourselves, we all have little bugs and things like that that we always got to work on, right? It's a journey. We got to, you know, be intentional with everything we do so we can continue to make progress. So that's how I see. And I think movement is an indispensable part of our lives. Our body is made to move. Everything we do is actually to move our body from head to toe. So sitting on the couch and just working on our nutrition or working on our stress or this and that, it's good. But we got to make sure that we're putting movement in that component.
Great. All good. So I'm going to go ahead and stop my video so you get, you know, the attention on you. I'm going to ask everybody to keep your videos off while we're doing the presentation part. But then when we're doing the interactive part, everybody can come on in. All right.
Yes, that sounds great. Thank you.
Perfect.
All right. So if you have any problems actually hearing me, let me know. I will get back to the back over here to demonstrate, but hopefully it's going to be fine. But I have a little PowerPoint over here to show to you so you kind of have something to look at it while we discuss this. So let me go ahead and share this so we can kickstart this. Okay, share, and Again, put in the chat if you cannot see or if you have issues, seeing or hearing me, okay? So, again, thanks for being here. I appreciate the opportunity to share my passion for exercise and coaching with you all. It's an integrative approach that we all have to help each other, I think. And none of us have one knowledge of all, so I think that as a community, we can bring more health and wellness to the people, because that's what we're passionate about. So just as a normal disclaimer, you know, this is the guidelines and the knowledge that I'm sharing with you is not to replace a one-on-one relationship with your healthcare professional. I always suggest any kind of changes you're going to apply from hearing, from listening, and do your own research, and also, you know, talk to your healthcare professional. And especially when we're talking about, our body parts, you know, maybe you're involved with a trainer yourself or a chiropractor or some other health professional. So let's move on. So, okay, let's just make sure, make sure that we understand what really gut motility is, or the GI, right? Because this is like the plastic picture says, is the entire system, as you know, from the moment that we actually smell the food. Some of us take the time, right, to actually smell, and we can all sense already the hormones, the ghrelin working and talking to the brain, food is coming and all the hormones start to go. So the moment that we smell, all the way to being released, right? And so that's the all important part. So when we're talking about motility, we're really talking about the strengthening and the contraction, right, of our muscles. So all these muscles that we are seeing in this picture, right? And also it's another way to say it is the rate of which, you know, the food is moving and the nutrients are being actually, you know, retained in the body and released. So it's just two different ways of seeing what gut motility is. So the presentation today is about what can we do to kind of get this motility going, and what some of the side effects, you know, that it has by doing and not doing it. Okay? So moving along, and I'm just as a refresher, you know, what is really, you know, a digestion, right? Is what is that part of process? Is really the digestion of the food, the what breaks it down, the absorption of the foods, and the elimination. So in a nutshell, you all guys know this, but just as a refresher. Now, there is numerous, as you learn in the, or you're learning in the program CMDS, I mean, the negative side effects of having poor digestion or a GI tract that is not functioning very well. I would like to just focus on just a few over here, and that is the sleep. It is about the brain health, back pain, and inflammation. I think that, when we're talking about with our clients, you know, if we have acid reflux, if we have constipation, you know, bloating, these are the things that most people are aware of, you know, disruption on the gut, you know. But we got to kind of remember that there is far beyond that. And why is that, right? It's because the hormones that are impacted when our digestive system is not working well. So I want you to kind of make aware of when a person, one of our clients says, you know, I'm having problems falling asleep. You know, I'm having a lot of lower back pain. You know, some brain health, specifically talking about, you know, anxiety, depression, overwhelm, you know, mood swings, right? And inflammation, which is aches and pains, right? So people associate the aches and pains with inflammation, but are they associating that with gut health, right? Maybe, maybe not. So just focus on this. So that's what we're going to do, the exercises and some of the explanations I had, just a reminders for you guys to remind your clients, okay? So if there is any questions, by the way, you know, if I'm speaking too fast, go ahead and put, I know, a note on the chat. Dr. Gurmi, just let me know if there's anything I have to change, okay, or adjust for the folks.
Okay.
So from my intestinal flexibility. So one of the things that I wanted to, think about, what is really intestinal flexibility, right? Well, the intestinal flexibility that we have is how things are moving in our intestines, which is part of the colon. But also the flexibility that we have in our intestines is going to impact the entire digestive system, is going to impact our lower back, pain or not. And we're going to discuss a little bit more of that in a few minutes. But especially circulation, okay? So our goal over here is to improve the circulation in the body, and our digestion has a key role on that. And especially when we're talking about the flexibility of that our intestines, okay? So another thing to keep in mind is that about 30% of the blood volume actually is coming through our gut. Ting, ting, ting. That's, almost one third, that volume is coming there. So is that important that we actually have a good circulation in our intestine? Yes, it is. So some of the exercises that we're going to do today, they are to kind of help to improve that circulation, in our gut. Now, what does this circulation does to us? Well, improves again the blood flow. We're kind of going to a circle over here, right? It's improving our fluid and are improving our energy. So how many, I don't know about you guys, but you can put it in the chat if you like to, but how many of your clients are coming to you with poor energy, back pain, and fluid, aches and pains, and mood swings or depression, if they admit or not? A lot of times they're in a low side of things, might not be under medicated, but are they in a good place that they can, fulfill their health goals? That's why they're hiring you too. So my clients, 100% of them have poor energy, literally. Yes, I'm a trainer, and people come for different reasons as a trainer, but also as a health coach, and the main questions is weight loss, right? Because they're having aches and pains, especially in the knee, the lower back. The main pains that people come to me are what? Lower back, right? And shoulders and knees, and sometimes hips. So when we're looking at these individuals and talking to them, yes, there's different reasons that their energy is poor, that their lower back could be, higher, whatever the anxiety is, could be family, this and that, but in reality, anxiety is coming from stress. So, as health coaches, the more we understand about the individuals, right, and how their lifestyle is, the better we can apply this kind of systems and processes to help them improve. So going back to the inflammation, to the circulation of the body, and if they have, symptoms, like they say, yes, I don't go to the bathroom all the time, I have acid reflux, and I have some stomach aches or whatever that is, but they also have the lower back pain, and so on, so on. You kind of, okay, you start putting the dots together. So that's what I want you to think about, So then you're kind of giving them more options for them to work on. Because not every client, right, and not everybody's going to, well, we can't work on everything. And sometimes we have pick our battles, and then we say, okay, here are the options that could be causing this, assuming you have no blood work or any other tests, right? And you give them a starter kit. And they're going to be able to choose and said, this, I can do this, because it's not going to require that much time on my day. So these are tools. I'm just sharing tools here. Because again, on the blood flow, as we increase the blood flow in the body, it's strengthening our natural rhythm, of our intestines. And that what we'll do actually is going to now is strengthen, the blood flow. It's going to give more, greater blood flow to other organs. So now we're talking about the liver, We're talking about stomach and heart. Those are the most impacted. All right. So very, very important, simple concept, but very important that we sometimes don't think too much about it. So I would like us to, I would like you guys to learn, you know, you're welcome to do this with me. It's like an intestinal strengthening and flexibility exercise, okay? It's one of their first exercises we're going to do here. So let me see. Hopefully you guys can see me well. Yes, okay. So first of all, I would like you to put your hand right here on top of the belly button. So belly button is right here, so right on top of the stomach, okay? Just, I want you to...
You might want to stop your share temporarily just
so
we can see you better.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Yeah, okay, great.
Perfect.
Is that better? Okay, great.
Yeah.
So what we want to do is, so again, I want you to kind of just press in, put your hands on top of your belly button. And we're not going to use our breath to control this. We're going to use our abs. Again, a lot, you know, all our intestines are right here. Most of our muscles are right here, right? So we're going to get all our colon by doing this. So first what I'm going to do, I'm going to come to the side so you can see how I'm going to do it, or in this angle. So I want you to press back so you can see that I'm curving my lower back over here, you know, and I want you to push outside. So slightly outside. So press and breathe normal and extend. Press and extend. Press and extend. Press and extend. And one more time and out. So this actually, by just me doing this, I actually can feel the heat. I don't know if you guys are doing this. I want you to, you know, take just a few seconds over here to do 10 of these if you haven't done yet. Again, put your belly over here. Press with your hands, okay? Don't have to hold your breath or anything like that. You just go with your abs. You're moving your core back a little bit, and then you extend back forward. So press and release. Press and release. So this can be quite magical just to get the rhythm of the intestines go. So that is naturally a natural rhythm for the intestines. Now, what is one of the long-term benefits of this? First of all, the number of reps is very important, okay? So a minimum of 100. This is not going to take, you know, if you're kind of wake up in the morning and you do this, that's something that would be wise, because what we want is to fire up our digestive system, right? Fire up early in the morning, then we're kind of igniting that digestive system for the rest of the day. So I would say, you know, start with about 100 of these, okay? And then you can go up to 150, 200, 300. If a person is really in some kind of pain and discomfort, this is going to take just a few minutes. I know that it's 100, 200, but it's not long. You saw me doing. If a few seconds, literally, to get 10 in. And costs nothing. Absolutely nothing. You're going to feel the blood flow, and you're going to feel the energy coming through, and you're going to be strengthening all those muscles, okay? So anybody has tried and want to share? Any comments on that? So just as direction again, you basically pull the belly button, okay, to your spine, right? And then you breathe naturally. Don't hold your breath. Just don't allow the breath to be like your in. Now it's your core that is doing the work, okay? And then also assure that you're not cramping in the shoulders. So it's a natural body. So in and out. So technique, you know, do 100 and up of this.
Wow.
Yes, and really, I mean, I was doing some further research, and this can be extremely effective for individuals, and again, costs nothing, okay?
Daniela asks, do you need to use your hands at all?
Yes, you do, because your hands is what is pressing, so you're not using your breath to do it, right? So you're kind of pressing, okay? So that's why we use the hands. Any other questions on that?
Janine says she feels it.
Yeah.
And says, this is great, as I have three herniated discs.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, definitely, you're going to see the support of the spine as well, right? And also, you're also going to notice this, if you keep the shoulders down, right, and you press over here, you will automatically, you know, feel your lower back over here. Mm. And I mean, again, unless a person has some issues with their hands, and you can get a piece of wood, you can get anything really to help you press, right? Or we're going to do a vagus nerve kind of towel movement later. You can press, put something on the floor and kind of help doing that as well. So be creative on this, what you want us to press, okay, against this spine, okay? Shall we continue? Any other comments? Anything else for me to answer?
Nope. Lynn Rose says thanks.
Okay.
Mean says very awesome, thanks. Oh, Daniela says not the abdominal muscles.
Huh?
She has a question, not the abdominal muscles?
Well, you are using your abdominal muscles, yes. So that's exactly where we're here. So we're pressing right here, you know, the abs, right? Because the abs are all this part. And underneath over here, we have all our intestines and columns and all, and colon, right? So it's pressing using your abs, not your breath to, you know, bring that towards the spine. So that's why you press it. Okay, moving on. I gotta click over here. One more thing. So now, you know, a second ago, I mentioned about, you know, sleep and brain health, and inflammation. So how does really we kind of make this, our clients more aware how digestive system, is important for them? Because look, I mean, probably, you know, the clients who you're working with, and I know that as practitioners, we are always seeking the why. So that gives us more reason to pursue our dreams or to pursue to work with the best clients, you know, and to help those clients who want to be helped, right? So a client who is interested in understanding the why and understanding to feel better and ultimately to have more energy so they can do what they love or enjoy the most more often, right? They will understand and says, okay, hold on a second. You're telling me that now the constipation over here might be impacting my sleep. How is that? And I do have crappy sleep. So you start like, okay, crappy sleep. You know, I feel overwhelmed quite often, anxiety, and I have these digestive systems. Oh, goodness. And now you're giving them tools and kind of more food for thought. So when you're encouraging them, right, you have more kind of bandwidth to go, right? So what does exercise has to do with all this? So first of all, you know, there are studies that actually say that exercise can increase the good bacteria by 40%. Holy cow, right? 40% in our system. So why is that important? Well, because the bacteria, as we know, you know, in our gut system, well, let me rephrase that. A lot of our hormones and neurotransmitters, they're produced where? Right here in our gut. So is that important that, yes, we do, you know, the bitters and we do the probiotics and we eat clean food, we eliminate the inflammatory foods. These are all great. But now, okay, I have one more too. So a client has problems in perfecting that nutrition, you know, which the word perfecting is a tough one. I don't believe there is anyone who is perfect, you know, but it's always towards a goal of feeling better, right? And I said, okay, you're working towards the nutrition. Let's start also improving your digestion in bringing more of this gut bacteria, the good ones, to help you fight the not so good, right, with exercise. Fantastic. I mean, just another way to incentivize them to exercise. So what does it do, right, as well? This stress, we all know, I mean, how, you know, there's plenty of studies. I don't have to sit here or stand here and tell, you know, how important it is exercise for stress management, because it is, if it is done properly for the person. Not everybody's the same. Dr. Rita Marie, for example, you know, we go into phases where she's monitoring her blood sugar and all this kind of stuff. So we have to slow down or push back. But she's a person who likes to go fast and all that, right? So, and she thankfully got all the body parts functioning well. She's taking good care of her body. So we can continue to challenge, and the body continues to get more muscle and continue to be more resistant and grow. And, you know, and always we check how you're feeling, how you feel afterwards. Is there any aches and pains and all that? So that communication has to do. But when there are times, you know, that she has come quite, and hopefully you don't mind me sharing this, is stressed, you know, to the sessions. A lot of times what we do, let's breathe, you know. And then by the end of the session, she's like, oh, I got this. Yes, she's feeling more calm, right? So this is what, this is exercise helping us with our neurotransmitters in the brain. It's helping us with serotonin, is helping us with dopamine, is helping us with GABA. Is really the best, you know, the most transformative tool that we can do for brain health. That is exercise. And is, yes, you can pay me, thank you. You can get your clients to get started, great. I would love that, but it can be free. A lot of times we feel like the accountability is missing, the knowledge is missing. Some people don't start because they're afraid, you know, what they're going to do. They have some aches and pains. I don't know if I should be doing this and that and that. So that's when the professional can come in and help. So, and help them kickstart and build that accountability. Okay. But, the exercise is going to help with that, sympathetic and parasympathetic, system, right? So the parasympathetic, system is the one that is going to calm us down. And we're going to see some exercises from the breathing that is going to kind of bring the distress down. So if a person has adrenal fatigue, he's going to have a moderate, you know, exercise. You cannot go all the way out when a person is very stressed, because then we're raising the cortisol. And the cortisol is going to do what? It's going to damage our digestive system, right? So stress is important, is necessary for the body. But we also have to adapt. You know, it's no excuse either for you not to push yourself a little bit, right? It says, oh, I cannot push myself because of the stress, it's cortisol. No, 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 time out, right? Those sometimes can be excuses. So let's use over here, let's exercise. Since we're going to put the time to do it, let's make it effective. Individualized then in that case, okay? And once we have this gut bacteria that is, besides the nutrition and everything else we're doing through exercise, so what are we doing, right? We're improving the neurotransmitters, serotonin that is produced about 95% in our gut. So ting, 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 ting is going to calm us down, right? It's going to improve our mood. It's all the positives that serotonin is important for the brain, that we're all fully aware of it. So, yes, let's make our clients aware of that, you know, that what they're putting in their body from foods and beverages is important, from the exercise is important, and how that is connected to the brain and the gut connection that you guys have learned, we all of us have learned, right? And continue to learn because medicine continues to improve. So the other important thing is to make them aware that especially if they have sleep issues, is, okay, the serotonin is the building block for melatonin, which is going to put us to sleep, right? Or help us at least to sleep. So, okay, important point over there. Now, the melatonin in our gut, melatonin is produced in the brain and also in our gut, but it's 400 times, you know, greater production in the gut. Okay, is gut motility and gut health important? Yes. Any questions on that? Anybody has any doubt on this? Hopefully not. Any questions coming from the chat?
Let's see. No questions. They said no.
Okay.
Maria asks, Janine asks, Maria, the hands on the stomach would be good for people who can only sit or are bedridden. Is that correct?
Yes, that would be good too. Yeah.
Cool.
All right. So now we're going to get into a little bit more of the movements And if you want to do with me in practice, I would get a towel. So I have one already on the floor over here. We're going to use a towel. I'm going to roll this up, okay? But before we get to the towel, so if you need a second to go grab one, if you'd like to do this together, you know, go ahead and do that. We're going to start over here with what I call a box breathing. And that is, I don't know if you have heard about this term. I learned about this a few months ago. And I've been practicing it. It's quite interesting. It's a little different. So have anybody heard about the box breathing technique? And if you have you, what do you think about it before I go on and demonstrate?
I'm seeing a lot of no's.
No's?
Yeah, I haven't heard of it either.
You haven't heard it either?
No. Nope. Even Lynn hasn't heard of it, and she's a breathing guru.
All right. So yeah. Teaching something new here. I love it. I love it. Okay. So let me, I'm on the chat over here. Let me change the, if I have to respond. So, okay. No. Okay. So now you guys are in for a treat. This is very simple, but it's really a box. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. That's the connection. So what we're going to do, we're going to take 4 or 5 seconds to breathe, and we're going to go in 4 different ways. So if you want to do this with me, what you want to do is, and you can count in your head, you know, and you're going to count slow, like not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, slow. So we're going to inhale, taking 5 seconds. Then we're going to hold for 5 seconds. We're going to exhale for 5 seconds. And we're going to hold for another 5 seconds. And breathe again. So, did you try? So, is that a little bit more challenging than the average, I would think, right?
That second hold, because I wasn't anticipating it, that second hold for 5 more seconds was like, oh, no.
Yes. So, again, right, we're going to breathe in 5 seconds. We're going to hold for 5 seconds. We're going to exhale for 5 seconds. And we're going to hold again for another 5 seconds. So, let's do this one more time together.
Okay.
Now, count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and hold. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So what is, you know, this doing? Obviously, is using our parasympathetic system. So what we're doing, we're lowering our stress over here, which is going to increase, you know, the intestinal flexibility as well, because now we have more, you know, breathing air over there, right, in our intestines. We are going to calm down the nervous system. So our cortisol is going to go down. Our digestive system is going to kind of slow down. Our blood flow is going to increase, which, as with better circulation, not only our digestive system is going to be better, but also, you know, other organs, as we discussed. Okay, liver, heart, right, and so on. So that is something that you can do with a client in session. You know, you can apply this throughout the day, you know, waking up again. And one of the things that we got to also think about is, you know, when you wake up in the morning, a lot of us, you know, and sometimes I fall into that again, but I'm much, much better, you know, doing kind of a morning routine. In the past, I used to get up and run, right, basically, or do emails or check this and check that without even thinking about anything else. And I said, time out, folks. Let's get our digestive system over here, which is so important to our life, to be activated first thing, because we're setting the day. Not only then we're breathing, And we're going to do other exercises here, but we're also setting the stage for the day. It's also giving us clarity, and we can take the additional time, you know, to do our journaling, to be grateful, to practice all this amazing techniques that help us to start the day with more intention. Okay. How was that? Was that helpful? Hopefully you guys tried some of these. Well, try it with me.
How long do you do it for? I mean, how many times do you repeat it?
Well, I would say that, five times is the minimum. If you can do more, better. So it really depends. Look, if you're in a meeting, that's what I say, you know, in the corporate world when I talk to folks who are really busy, you know, and I say, look, if there is a meeting, somebody kind of got in your nerves, whatever, you can do this silently, right? And one time can help you to kind of just reestablish. It's almost like when you do appreciation, right? You step into a place and you say, okay, you know what? I'm going to be appreciative. 3 to 5 things that I'm going to appreciate about this place, 3 to 5 things that I'm going to be grateful. Is very similar process, except that we're now using the breath, you know, to do it, right? So sometimes one is enough to get ourselves centered to the next thing that we have to say to somebody or how we're going to react, is take the time out. Okay, good. So so that's what the box, you know, breathing. The other one is the towel movement over here. So again, you can adjust if you get the towel, you know, roll over. So what we're going to do this, and you can adjust, you know, depending on the size that you are. You know, you can make this thicker or thinner, whatever.
You want to get rid of your slide so we can see you bigger? That would be easier.
Yeah. Thanks. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to put this, we're going to make sure there's 2 ways to do this movement, okay? I'm going to demonstrate in 2 ways, but one is might be a little harder for individuals to do. So I'll demonstrate both ways. It really depends on the flexibility of the person as well. So first one is, I'm going to demonstrate on the sideways. We're going to kind of sit over here on our feet, right? Take this form over here, you know, back straight, whatever. Right now I'm just sitting, so just make sure you're comfortable. For some people, this is a kind of tough position already to be, you know, especially if they're highly overweight. They just don't feel comfortable. The next thing is, we're going to grab this towel, and my rib cage is right here. I'm going to put this here because I'm going to roll over. So I'm going to do this on the side. So I'm going to put right here, you know, on top of my bowels, basically. And sitting over here, I'm going to put this down there, and then I'm going to roll over. And now I'm getting where? To my vagus nerve. You know, right in the middle. I'm going to stay here for about a minute or two. I'm not going to stay here for a minute or two. I'm just going to tell you. So that's the exercise. And you're going to start feeling maybe some wiggling. You're going to feel, you know, maybe some shaking. You're going to feel the blood flow. I already do it. So now we're getting to the vagus nerve, which is really our central nervous center. And that is using our parasympathetic system as well. And I'm going to get up here. And that is going to help also, because the vagus nerve is less coming from the brain, right, and get to our spine, is communicate with the entire body through our torso over here. So from the digestion, this is both ways with our digestion in our brain. So that is so important for us to kind of activate this nerve to kind of prepare us to digest the meal, right? So we can do this about 30 to 40 minutes before, if possible, before a meal, right? If you're working from home or if you do something in the office, this is not a big deal. It's just a towel. You can have this, right? So that is one way to do this exercise. The other way is actually for those who cannot do this form that I was mentioning, you're going to put this right here underneath my rib cage is here. You're going to put this towel right here from the floor. So I'm going to lay on it, and you're going to be right here. You can relax again. You're going to do the same pressure, okay? And just hang tight over here. Take a nap, but it's going to be really hard to take a nap simply because you're feeling it, and you're going to feel through the entire system already. In just a few seconds, you can do that. So you stay right there. So that's what it is underneath my rib cage. Okay, so that is simple. Again, costs nothing. Everybody has a towel because everybody takes a shower. So simple stuff, okay? Anybody has done this kind of movement before for the intestinal activation, for the vagus nerve activation?
Let's see. Elaine says on squatty potty.
Okay.
So and Susan says, I agree. I do this to switch from sympathetic to parasympathetic. Oh, that's the long breathing. Susan L. says, that was great. Never heard of this one.
Okay, good. So we're Daniel learning a few says, things. No.
So good, yeah.
Awesome. Okay, let's go back to Sharon over here. Obviously, you know, now we're talking about exercises. You know, there is the aerobic exercise, and that is more hardcore, right? We're talking about getting a heart rate up, and so it can be running, can be biking, could be anything that is really going to get your heart rate up. And why you think that is good motility? Because if you pay attention, if you're a runner today, or if you do high intensity, you know, movements, you really have to stay up with your abs. You have to do that for good posture, right? So otherwise you're not going to sustain that. So your abs are going always to be involved in that. Second of all is the rhythm of the breathing, right? So it's very, very important when we do exercises, and I kind of highlight this, okay, you inhale at this point and you exhale. So a lot of times you might see people, you know, working out and they're like, that is not the normal natural rhythm, you know, in the body. So we kind of help your clients to breathe in and out. So we're starting even from the box breathing, so get them to breathe longer and hold, so now they're kind of getting in touch with their bodies, right? To calm themselves, to actually, when they are exercising, to do the same. And I've done that multiple times to practice with myself, you know. There is, when you're running, for example, there is forms, you know, that you run, right, that are more efficient, but also the breathing. The moment that I somewhat slack on the breathing, I get tired sooner, right? Because I'm actually fighting the system. So we really have to push ourselves to breathe correctly. You know, I love to row. I have a rowing machine at home. And, you know, it's like, you know, in and. So be cautious about when you're exercising, when you talk to your clients about exercising and breathing, okay? So just make them aware of that. So it's very important for the activation and to teach the body, you know, how to operate that way from an intestinal mobility perspective. Any questions there?
Let's see. I don't see.
No?
No, I don't see anything. Susan says, I'll be doing this vagus nerve. I think this is great. Sounds a little bit less obtrusive than gargling until you get tears in your eyes and coffee enemas and all the other stuff.
Yes, I think it's a simple way to start, right? And see if it's effective for that person.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you can get more buy-in that way, because when I say, yeah, just gargle until you have tears in your eyes, or stick a tongue depressor down your throat until you gag, or do a coffee enema, they go, can I just take a pill?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So anyway, yeah, so, okay, the gargling was torture.
Oh, man. The enemas are not exactly easy to do, you know?
Right. And here's the thing, right? If we ourselves as coaches can do it, then we can speak highly and motivate somebody else to do it. That is being congruent with ourselves, because the moment that we're not aligned with ourselves and with our practices, notice that we might not get that client to do the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right? I mean, so let's be honest, right? Talking about exercise. How many coaches out there, I'm not talking about individually you guys, you know, how many coaches are saying, yeah, exercise is great, go move your fanny. And say, okay, as the coach himself or herself is doing it, how often is she or he doing it? How do you want to really get the buy-in of that person if that is not coming from your heart? Knowing something, you know, is different than actually doing something and speaking from your experience.
Yep.
Right? I think it's important to maintain the congruence in what we attract, you know. So anyway, now on the aerobic side, what do we learn that can help really here as well? That is quick. I can go for a run, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever. I can do jog, you know, I can do all this kind of stuff, jumping, you know, jump rope and all that. Jump rope, by the way, is a very quick one, right? You don't have to do forever. Put that timer over here to jump rope for a minute, okay, or 2 minutes, and you're going to feel that high. Burst exercises are another way, right? You get that high intensity, but I wouldn't do only do one burst, right? To get more, to be more effective, really do like a, you know, if you're starting out, you know, 30 seconds or so. Again, your intensity is going to be different than everybody else. You can always check my YouTube for samples of burst exercises and all that kind of stuff. And you've learned a lot probably, depending on all the programs that you are. Do you teach? I don't remember now. We don't put bursts on the CMDS, right?
It's probably not a big featured thing that I do in there, but I'm sure I talk about it because I talk about it all the time.
Right, right. So I want you to kind of focus on doing actually, you know, 30 to 60 seconds resting shortly. Obviously not, you know, for 30 seconds to a minute to continue that heart rate up and do 3 bounds of that, okay? Obviously, you have to control yourself. You have to know yourself. So if you're not at that part, build up to do that and do that multiple times a day. You know, that's another way that you can get some cardiovascular, because by the time that you're done with a true burst, you're really out of breath, right? And your brain is not thinking, you know, it's all going to the blood flow in the system, right? So use the burst as a way to get you motivated to start then, you know, getting the high, you know, for aerobic exercise.
Right.
Okay, so this now, the sun salutation is basically more like a yoga. And I think that there's a lot of yogis in this crowd. Most people have tried yoga. You know, I don't apply the name of the movements quite often, but it is important that there is actually yoga is very healing from the gut because of some of the movements that is done. So I'm going to demonstrate a couple of things over here. Most of, well, the sun, you know, salutation is a more complex movement. Has several parts of it, but we're going to do just shortcut on that, okay? So, and again, can be adjusted by client, but there is some kind of getting up and down from the floor. So the first thing, let me stop the share. Okay. Okay, good. All right. So what we're going to do over here, I just want you guys, again, this is not the complete set of like 10 movements or something, not the complete sun salutation if you're a big yoga person, okay? It's just for what we need the most at this moment. And you can research what the entire movement is. Dr. Google will have the answer for you, okay? So I just want you right now, and I'll do this from the side, just, you know, get down over here to activate your lower back and get your legs stiff. And I want you to come up, and I want you to go back, you know, to get our abs engaged over here, get the whole body backwards. So you should be feeling, you know, your stomach engaged, okay? And then what we're going to do is we're going to go to the floor, and that's where, again, flexibility is going to play big over here. If you have to bend your knees, fine. If you can get low, some people are very flexible. Like Dr. Marie, I envy her. She's a lot more flexible than I am. You know, and you can go to the floor over here. I want you to actually get this one leg to the back, okay? And now you can, I'm going to do this from the front over here so you can see how it is. So you want to keep this leg about 90 degrees angle, and I want you to put your hands in here. Or if this is too difficult, I want you to just go for a dip lunch. You can just do that. This is going to be probably more appropriate for most clients, especially if they're overweight. So what are we doing over here? We're engaging, obviously, our gut, our core muscles, our hips. We're waking up all this lining of the business over here for us to do, okay? So stay over here for a little bit. You can bounce around a little bit if you want, or just stay put. If you have the flexibility, go down to the floor and press the hip toward the floor. That's what you want to do here, okay? And then before, you know, we go to the other movement, I want you to kind of then walk forward. We're going to change legs, basically.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a lot of people.
Ooh.
You got it? Okay. So I want you, like, for most people, I want you to put the knee down, okay? And then I want you to then change the legs right here. Again, the same thing. Can be just a dip lunge and stay there. And I recommend you stay in this form for at least 30 to 45 seconds. And so for some folks, this is going to be, by the way, this is a great stretch no matter what. Okay? For gut or not is a great stretch. Especially hips over here, we're sitting and up and walking and doing stuff. A lot of us are sitting a lot of times. Great hip opener. So right here. Okay, good. So now the next thing is you can put that knee down again so you get in a good shape, good form. And we're going to go to the side. Once the person is in this position, then you're going to put your hands forward over here and our dog, and get your heels close to the floor as possible. And engage your shoulder blades and bring your hips up by put your heels toward the floor. Okay? So stay there again as much as you can. Engage the whole body. Then you're going to go down. And you're going to do a cobra. We're all warming up the gut over here, part of it. You're going to stay right here. Again, for 30 to 40 seconds if all possible. And then you're going to sit on your heels and you're going to stretch the upper back. So in this form, when you get over here, remember that we had the towel. So the client can use that towel right here, right? Or can use the towel, the vagus nerve, to just lay down, okay? And do that with the towel over here. So now, in this position here, what's going on? In this position, we're basically now isolating the legs. So what we've done so far is to kind of warm up the legs, warm up the hips, you know, all the parts around our organs over here involved. Now we're isolating the blood flow. We work out our legs, which are fired up. Now I'm shutting down the flow right here. What am I doing? I'm actually opening it up. The flow right here on my back. So now I'm getting my bladder. I'm getting my kidneys. I'm getting my lower back by isolating. So now the blood flow is in those parts of the body. So that's what this position does. Okay? So it's called the thunderbolt, you know, pose, I think, in yoga. That's what it's called. So that is a very powerful position for intestinal mobility, okay, or gut mobility. So I just wanted to show. Has anybody used that before for this purpose? Okay, I don't think.
I have never used it for that purpose.
Yeah, so I just need to be aware that there is one more purpose, right, for that movement. Especially when we're kind of waking up the fire of the legs, and then we basically, now we can feel, you know, especially when we're doing the lunges over here, right? So this is all, most of the legs, right? Leg over here, boom, the quads and the hamstrings, both of them, and the glutes. They're all fired up. The blood is flowing here. Now I shut them down, and that brings the blood flow to the organs above. So that's a very powerful movement. Not holding the poses that long.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our...
What do you mean, Lynn, that you're not holding the poses that long, or you're asking? Depending on the yoga, right? I mean, depending on the yoga. And here we're, doing for a specific purpose. We're using a yoga pose to get the muscles fired up and for blood flow. And then we kind of utilize that blood flow for our gut. So it's based on a yoga movement, but for a slightly different purpose. More intention, I guess, but yes. Okay, good. All right, I see no other questions there. Good, so let me go back. So that's what the thunder pose was, you know, the one that I was sitting on my heels. So I kind of used that here. And the last one is very important as well and similar to a way is the deep squat. So this can be challenging for certain clients. But if you have the flexibility, let's start. First of all, you know, squats are very important. It's moving our legs in a movement that I believe that everybody should be doing every day. And if they don't have the capabilities, it's something to learn and put a priority because we need those legs to walk and do the things we love every day. So in a normal squat position, you're going to be tucking in the butt, tuck the gut, and you're going to put your heels back. And you're going to open the knees out so you can get out, okay? So I'm going to demonstrate from the front. So again, I'm going to tuck. I'm going to hips back so I can go down like an elevator by opening the knees outside. Notice that I'm not doing this. I'm going out. So this allows me to come down. I couldn't do this years ago. I didn't even know that was possible. So it's all the technique that we use, okay? It's going to be really hard for anybody to go that low if they're putting their knees here. I feel pain right here. That's not it. So we got to teach good technique to our clients so they feel empowered. And the lower the person can squat, more weight they're doing, lifting themselves up. So again, going right here. So this over here, if we can stay for about a minute or two, you can increase even the flexibility by getting your elbows and, you know, pressing against the legs, right? So you open it up. So you want a good posture over here. What is it doing? So again, we're kind of the blood flow from the legs, right, that are being kind of shut here, and it's bringing this blood flow to more of the intestines and other organs. So that is what this dip squat will do. Now, obviously, you know, I can do this movement with no problem, but a lot of people can't. So you can use the wall, okay, to do this. So basically, you want to be in a straight form so they're not going to fall back, right? So you can go down. And let me get a little closer. So I will be like this, okay? So very similar. So again, my knees are behind my toes over here, okay? And I'm straight and I can still open it up. So that is something that most people can do if they have the support of the wall. They might not get that low quite yet, but they can get here, then slowly they can go lower and lower and lower and lower. Eventually they can because they have the support, they feel safe, okay? So get this to get this gut, and you can feel it, you know, as you do this, you know? So has anybody tried to do a dip squat lately? It's really good when you get up from the floor, actually. You're really lifting your entire body, the weight, you know, of the entire body. As long as, obviously, you're lifting yourself correctly, meaning you come down over here, some people start doing this. That is incorrect. All of a sudden, now I'm in my knees, right? Better focus on my glutes and my hamstring to get up. So right there. But, keeping the knees out, right? And that's okay if we need help to do that. But that's one way that we can get weight training, you know, also in addition to the gut motility. Any questions there? Was this helpful?
I think it's great. Because you're taking some typical exercises like your yoga poses, squats and stuff, and giving them a twist to help them work for gut motility, which is really awesome.
Right. Yes. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys all as far as movements and you know, that you can spread the word one at a time. And sometimes, you know, start slow. You have options. Start, you know, highlighting the educational piece for the clients, connecting the dots, helping them connect. And be very, I guess, sometimes, you know, what I notice from working with my clients is they're just not connecting the dots. And if we kind of give them the hints, they start seeing, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. And that's when they become more intentional to do the work. Okay. The one thing that I would like you guys to offer to you is, if you would like to do like a session, you know, I've offered to the Sweet Spot folks, you're welcome to do so. Dr. Marie, if you don't mind putting that link on the chat, you can sign up for 1 60-minute if you haven't done so yet. Group class with me. Use the code CMDS bonus. And then you go through the process of clicking the time zone, whatever, whatever, complete the form, and you can pick one of the dates and times. I open it up a few. If you, you know, obviously it's kind of hard to recommend to people when we haven't done it. Again, the same thing, right? It's going to be really hard for me to swallow and work with somebody who I have not worked with. I normally don't do that. I got to know the person a little better or do what kind of services or have at least a deep conversation about it. So if you'd like to offer this, you know, as a bonus to one of your clients, you're welcome to. However, I do suggest, you know, you do for yourself. No problem with you doing a session and getting to a group. These classes are not more than 5 to 7 people. And it's very individualized, and some of you here have done it before with me, and seems like you have enjoyed. Have people continue to work after this trial that they did a while back. And it's been great, and I think it's a great way to get people to move their families from home, from anywhere, literally. Like Janae, I think she went to a gym when she did, right? You were traveling, weren't you? And she's like, I'm at the gym. And she put the thing, and I said, where the hell is she? You know, and not like, it was perfect. So she, you know, she had no problem. So all we need is an internet access and a good attitude, the attitude that, yes, I'm going to show up and I'm going to experiment. I'm not going to push you to any limit that you don't want to go. Obviously, I'm not you. Obviously, you got to communicate with me. Your clients have to communicate. If you tell me, if I know of some conditions, I will change, or I will even highlight during the session, say, hey, slow down, or let's change this movement for this. So you can continue to be part of the group, enjoy, and feel like you moved and you leave better than when you came in. That's my purpose. And yeah. Then you know that anytime that there is no excuses, really, right? I mean, you can move on your own, but if accountability is missing, join a group, or obviously you can do one-on-one with me, no problem, obviously. I have packages for that as well. But so, you know, I'll offer this for you guys, and you can offer this for your clients, and if there is anybody who would be interested on partnering or something like that, that we can kind of, you know, crossroads and offering greater health to your clients, including yourself, let me know.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Maria. And I can vouch for the classes. I did one class with her and I was hooked. And I've been doing them, what, twice a week for the last, what, 8 months or something? A long time. 8 months, I don't know. How long?
October, November maybe? Something?
Maybe November, yeah, yeah. And it really helps me because, you know, I had a trainer who had been using for years and she had some health issues and had to stop. And so I said, let me check it out and see if I can do this at home with Maria. And I'm like, okay. So I was just thinking yesterday, gee, I wish I had the time and the money for 3 days a week. That would be really cool.
You know? I would love that.
My butt. But I will tell you that she may give you a dirty look when you tell her you're not going to do something. But the other day she goes, okay, let's just warm up by running in place. And I said, no, not going to do it. No, I just said it. She was like, like shocked that I would say that, but I did because I don't like running in place and I feel like it's not good on my joints and I'd rather be running in the street. And I just like, no, I'll warm up some other way. I'll run up and down the stairs if you want, but I'm not running in place. And so I just, you know, if there's something you absolutely hate to do, you don't want, when you exercise and move, you want to love it. And I love doing squats. I may not show it, but I love doing squats. I love doing planks. Side planks, and not so much, but I love doing planks and I love doing push-ups. I love doing all that and getting a sweat out, but I hate running in place. I hate it. I hate aerobics classes. I hate when you're like doing this. I hate it. I just won't do it. So tell her, you know, and it's
yes.
Good. You don't want to tell your clients to do something and find they're not doing it. But if you tell them that something they like, they're going to do it. So we all have to just be able to speak our truth and say, nope, I want to do that. And yes, I do.
I know, yeah. I mean, it was definitely the first time you caught me off guard and said, no. And I'm like, oh.
I know. I've never been like that before.
Okay, this is a no.
This is a real clear no. I'm not going to try to
be a clear no. Okay, so that is said real quick.
Nope, not doing it.
Yes. No, I hate doing that. It was like, okay.
Ginny said the link's not working. Maybe I copied it wrong. Let me see. Because it looks like I copied it twice. So let me do it this way.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, I think it went together. So okay. I got you.
I'm doing it again.
It's the group. Okay, hold on. I got it. I know what it is.
The coupon code got merged with the HTML part, right?
The word coupon shouldn't be there. Let me.
Oh yeah, look at that.
Yeah. Right,
let's try it again.
That's what I got. So I can copy and paste over here if you want. You see, that should be right there.
That it works.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Now it's my problem. Probably I copied and pasted incorrectly.
So do it. And I just gave my sister just turned 60, had her 60th birthday last week. And I said to Maria, I asked her if she did Sweet Spot with us. And I asked her if she'd done the class with Maria. And this is what she said to me. She goes, no, you know, you gave it to me for free. So I didn't think it was right for me to take advantage of all your bonuses. That's what she said. And I, well, yeah. And so then I said to her, you should have done it. It's really cool. So then I talked to Maria and I gave her a gift of three private sessions, a package of three private sessions for her birthday. And she was thrilled. So they make good gifts too.
Yes. Yes. And that is an intro kind of price, you know, like $100 for three sessions. And that is my way of giving people, because, you know, it working with a coach, you know, either as a personal trainer or any coach, you guys know it. I mean, it's an investment. And I said, I don't want to invest on a trainer or a coach, you know, long term if I'm not 100% sure. And it's kind of hard. So that's why I offered the group online.
Yeah.
You know, but some people say, no, online's not for me. And they travel. I mean, I have a former client, she's like, no. And I said, I'm like, wow. I mean, you know, you're going to spend that much? No, I don't do online. I prefer. So she traveled like 45 minutes to come over here for a 45 minute session. So it's crazy, right? But hey, that's what she wants.
If they've never done it, they can't envision it. And if somebody's not tech savvy, they're thinking, I'm going to sit there at my computer.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, it was like, yeah, I love this. I don't have anywhere to go. Nothing, no travel. It's just real easy for me to make. And I have some equipment, too. And that helps, too. But you don't need equipment, really.
No, don't need it. I mean, when you come to the group free class that I offer, there's no equipment.
Yeah.
People got a great workout. I mean, I'm like, just to show them that it is all possible.
Yeah.
And you can do this from anywhere, literally. And I think that, you know, we had one of your clients on the Sweet Spot, 74-year-old. And she's like, I never thought I could be using the internet to do this. This is great.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, how many doors open to people because they don't want to go to the gym? They don't know what to do at the gym. They don't want to be, you know, a lot of women in their 50s, 60s, you know, and even 40s, you know, these guys puff up and dropping the weights and all a little tough. And they look around. They have no idea what to do. So what happens? They go to the freaking treadmill and they walk. I'm not saying bashing walking.
No, but they could do that outside.
Yes. Why, you know, So when I said, you know, a gym is a place that offer other equipment for us to try. Although I don't like much of equipment, I prefer reducing the body and I prefer dumbbells and weights. Mm-hmm. But there are times that the body needs equipment, you know, especially when you're younger or when you're older. But when you do things without sitting in that machine, now I'm using the whole body.
Yeah.
It's very different than, you know, me sitting and doing this. I'm not involved now. If I have to do this from standing, it's very different. I'm engaging the abs instead of sitting that thing and pulling over here, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but these are certain times, you know, some clients are going to say, okay, all I need is a jump start.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. They've been athletes, they've been, in, you know, exercising for a lot, you know, many have been maybe years or whatever. They just need to get, they know how they felt. They need to. Because exercise, I don't care who you are, if it's done correctly.
Yeah, you feel great.
You get the boost. There's no mistake on that. If you're not getting that energy from it, if you're not getting that kick, it's because it's not the right thing.
Yeah.
It's the combination of the exercises, assuming that there's nothing hurting, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just the high intensity that is not right. You have to slow down, have to do something, but it should give you that boost. I mean, I love it. I'm addicted to it, you know, in a way.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I'm reading what both Lynn say. They have digital programs or videos on the shelf. I have tons of that on the shelf. For me, what I find, and I'm an addict with exercise. I'll go running all the time. You know, I'll do that aerobic stuff. But the weights, I look at them and I go, yeah, I'll do it. And I do it for 10 minutes and then I'm done. I don't really engage it unless I've got somebody pushing me. And I discovered this 10 years ago. That I just needed to have someone, and I started doing a trainer, and I was doing a personal trainer once a week pretty much for all that time until she couldn't do it anymore. Now I do Maria and I'm like, okay, let's do it twice a week, you know, because I can, it's flexible with my schedule. But I feel like we do know what to do a lot of the times. Yeah. And the same way with your clients, you can tell them what to do. I mean, there's nothing, no rocket science to the stuff we're telling them, you know, eat this way, move this way, hand them a list. They should be able to do it, right? Wrong, right? For the majority of people, it doesn't work that way. And that's why I find that I like to use a trainer, and I'm thrilled that Maria, I think I was your first one. You're going, okay, I'm thinking about doing this online one. Let's do the online training thing. And like getting up to Zoom and the cameras and the angles and now she's doing it a lot. So.
Yeah, no, I think the first was Karen Marion.
You did her before me.
Yeah, she was my first client. She was doing that from a very, oh my God. She was really transitioning and struggling with the internet. And we had she was in somebody else's place. So we had to be really quiet.
Oh, Lord.
She had literally a corner. I mean, literally a corner. I mean, I was like. It was, and she could still do it.
Yeah, it's good.
You know? And there are times I couldn't see the entire body, but we're communicating well and all that because the angle. So, but she was a trooper, you know. Mm.
Yeah, that's great.
Lynn Rose, Lynn Rose, Lynn, is that okay to say that you joined the group? I guess I already said it, but Lynn, it's been like, oh my God, I asked her to do certain things and I said, you're a pro, Lynn. And she says, oh, I used to have a trainer. I used to be an exercise maniac back in the day or something like that. And I said, it shows her form is fantastic. I'm like, wow. I mean, like, this is great. This is going to be great, you know?
That's great. It's great, Lynn. I'm glad you're doing that.
Yeah,
it's cool.
So anyway, folks, if you know you're stuck, do something different because you can have the freaking videos, you can have whatever. How long you've been saying that you're going to get the freaking videos and, you know, to do it? How long are your clients going to say, oh, I'm going to do Monday? I'm going to say, there's no Monday, okay? It is now. What you can do right now, put them to do the burst right now. Put them to do some of this exercise right now. And if they cannot keep up, you know, because sometimes hard life gets in the way, right? Meaning that we don't make the time. Because they maybe don't understand how important this is and collective to their whole health, Get them the little thing. Okay, maybe you need, it doesn't have to be me. If it is me, great. But get them help. And I said, hey, go and hire a trainer. Get started. Get accountability, you know, to do it. And then get them hooked. Then you can pull up those videos from the shelf. And I said, okay, I got this now.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, that's the thing. I'm going to just share this because I'm an exercise nut and I love it and I do it. But I keep saying, and I want to spend one of our sessions just having you create me, like, this is a plan that you're going to do in between. Because in between, I'll say, oh, I'm going to do it. And I go over there and I'll do some squats and then I walk away. And, you know, maybe another day I do some push-ups or whatever. But I don't have, like, this is what I have to do. I promised Maria I'm going to do this. Right. So sometimes it's helping your client get a plan. Yeah. Right. You just sit with them. You work out the plan. If you need Maria's support, you get Maria's support to do that. And you create that plan and you take them through it that first time. And you go, okay, this is it. So it's written down. I know she does all this stuff, but I don't know. She pulls it out of her head sometimes. And I don't, well, okay, I'll try, but I want something a little bit more concrete because otherwise I won't do it on my own. That's why I do it with her.
And you know, the other thing is, folks, that when you're talking about movement, right, it really, you know, I had a client once who really was, for training, I think, I had never seen or worked with anybody like her, and I ever worked with anybody after, and it didn't work out either way, because she came from a trainer who did the same freaking thing the entire time. Mm. The same movements. And I said, folks, just like we, you know, grow as individuals by being outside our comfort zone, the body has to be challenged in a way. I'm not talking about, you know, 150 pounds and anything like that. But if you do the same movements all the time, you're not challenging the body.
Right.
Okay? Functional exercise is about using the body for life.
Yeah.
And look, if something is falling, you know, from the floor, you're not be doing this, you know. No, you're not carrying something like this. No, you're going to squat and you're going to make sure they have a good form and carry this with your legs, you know. And you got to be able to do this, right? So overhead movements and legs. So we got to, you know, push our body in a way that is not doing the same thing.
Yeah.
For a walk every day. Okay, great. How are you challenging yourself on that walk? Can you go? Okay, start tracking the walk. The distance, the time. Okay, can I add some burst over here? Maybe for a minute, I'm going to walk very fast. You see, even from your sidewalk, you say, I'm starting my house number 100. I'm going to walk for a minute or two, and let's see how far I go. Okay, I got to house number 200. Challenge yourself. Then you walk back, you know, relax because you went full tilt and said, let me see how, that's a burst in walking. Or maybe you can get to a house, you know, 210 and go. This, I mean, it's simple.
Yeah. Okay, it
would take a few minutes, but it gets somebody to do something outside. They can bring the dog. The dog can go on your steed, you know, and all that stuff. Challenge your body.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes you can just do that. Sometimes you go sideways, you know, backwards, you know. I do that. Sometimes I run backwards, you know, to challenge the body a little bit. So think about it. Ask, you know, if a person is working, how are you working out? Oh, I work this, you know, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, do you change it up a little bit? No. And I said, well, maybe you consider changing it up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I want you to kind of think about, you know, the body is here, is energy, right? And that energy has to flow in different directions. You know, just like anything else in life, for us to be better and grow and get better results, we have to be outside our comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And push a little bit.
Yep, I agree. Totally. Good stuff. Janine, I see you there. Do you have a question? No? Anybody else want to come on and ask questions? Otherwise, we'll transition. I know those of us who are in NEPT have another call in 10 minutes, so give us a little break.
Lynn Rose, yeah. Oh, you were a trainer back then? I didn't know that. Okay. Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Nice. All right.
Yeah. You well, see, thank you. It makes total sense. You didn't tell me that.
Why she was so good. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good
professionally
deal.
Trained. All right, guys. So thank you so much for being here. And thank you, Maria, for putting together a great presentation and giving us, I love the way you took some exercises that a lot of us are familiar with and you created them and did them in such a way to help people with gut motility problems, which is so many of our clients have constipation and, you know, diarrhea and whatever else they have going on down there. They don't think they have constipation, but they're pooping out 3 days ago as poop. You know, which we find out when we do transit times, right? A lot of times we find that I get bowel movements twice a day. And then you look and go, how long did that corn take to come through you? Oh, 3 days ago. When did you eat that corn? 3 days ago. Okay. Yeah, you're regular, all right. You're regular at keeping food in you for 3 days. Let's move those bowels anyway.
Yeah, you know, I used to be, oh my God, my digestive system was so broken. I mean, so broken. And I grew up like that. I mean, that was, you know, good foods in Brazil, but really not the good foods for me. I grew up very young being, my mom would say, you go to that bathroom and you don't leave until you pooped. I grew up with hemorrhoids, you know, my entire life. And, you know, from eating, you know, mom cooked food every day, but it was the rice and was the beans and we had bread. And, you know, quite often, basically every day. And then you would have cheese and you have things like that. But then I was not a person who ate vegetables and she always served that. You know, there was always something green because my brother was crazy about that. And my brother pooped like, I mean, often. And I had to squeeze it out. So I came to the U.S. and I was a sugar addict back then. And then I came to the U.S. and became even worse on that. And then eventually got prediabetes, but I had tried so many things for my digestive system. I didn't know any of these techniques that I'm telling you now.
Yeah.
I didn't have any idea that exercise was any good, nothing, right? But I improve a lot through then food, right?
Yeah.
and the stress actually, you know, working on my stress. But I did not know that stress impacted my gut. And I'm an educated person, you know, and yes, I'm educated, you know, got my MBA and all that. You still had no clue.
Yeah.
You know, no clue. I was working and impacting my health in many ways. And today I'm still working, still have long hours. And sometimes I go until very late, but I know how to counterbalance that. Or, you know, we all have better education.
Yeah.
But our clients don't, folks. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just not aware, like, just like I had no idea.
Yeah.
And now I poop every day, sometimes two, sometimes three. I'm like, yay, oh my God, my poop is great.
Your mom would be proud.
I know, yes. So anyway, well, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you so much for being here. Thanks, everybody, for being here. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
I'll open the line so everybody can say goodbye. All right, say goodbye. Say goodbye and thank Maria.
Bye.
Bye, Maria.
Bye. Bye. Hey, you were just me and all of you.